Thank you. Thank you. Helen Jimmy. Kirk Cozy. The Shaking Souls. Thank you for coming.
This is Ben from the Sisters of Mercy, and you're listening to Radio Laura.
Guten Abend euch, den menschlichen Empfängern dieses Planeten, dieses Abends, so 21 auf Radio Laura aus Zürich, einer reichen Stadt am Rande eines Sees und kleiner Berge. Eines Flusses und viel Bewegung, und schließlich ist es mir egal. Efroni ist auch mein Vorname. Ich bin eigentlich kein Musiker. Ich suche Dinge durch Tonaufnahme. Ja, manchmal sehe ich mich als Musiker, Opernkomponist oder ähnliches. Ich habe mich schon lange in diese Laura-Funkräume vorgewagt. Ich danke allen, die dort arbeiten und dies organisieren. Es ist rührend, ebenso wie das so 21 Personal. Dankeschön, dir zuzuhören, Küsse.
Diese Radiosendung, die Sie heute, Sonntag, 15. September 2024 hören, ist als Frucht der Fortpflanzung und Beobachtung der Natur konzipiert, die Bienen, die zu Feinden werden.
To look at the world of big numbers and their voices are still going nowadays, it is possible for all of you to have a better unconditioned vision of the world. What does this vision so well structured and delineated over time feel about? We are at the origins of life and thought of a day of romanticism by man, and we are so well structured in the play on words that comes forward with people benefits of good physical intellectual. Physiological health, I wonder if it is the case of wild communication and understanding, as it is usual to entertain a piece of cheese in the fresh, turning its well-formed crust in the time of its maturation. Sometimes I try this crust and feel its flavor, intense and much more. I connect to the color, to the heat of the flesh of the flower that peels inside, and that makes me explode with joy. The joy of the taste of the color of the milk in transformation, fermentation, development of maceration, welcome in the transformation. The pleasure of the crust is a strong desire to speak, and through this a kind of melancholy one glimpses the past and how difficult it is to find the words without ever encountering an exchange of words. Don't let the farmer know how good cheese with pears is. The mouth is not tired if it doesn't taste of cow butter, sheep's cheese, goat's ricotta, marina cheese and mountain meat, March cheese and May ricotta, serrated cheese and perforated bread, old cheese and young milk cheese, bread and pears, nightly food, falling like cheese on macaroni, candia, Venetian wax, Roman mallets, Viterbo spurs, Cretan cheese, Florentine ravioli. He who eats bread and cheese is never satisfied. Like cheese on macaroni, da la tabla enabere mai, che la tabocca Lorenzo ed firmage. Never get up from the table if your mouth hasn't tasted cheese. Cheese and ricotta make crooked laws. Cheese doesn't spoil the flavor. Pecorino cheese from Casabona and fish from Crotone hail in May, steals wine, wheat and cheese gives strength to the old. Cheese is a ruiner of a house. Cheese is healthy, if it comes from a poor hand. Cheese is healthy food if you eat little and slowly. Cheese is healthy, if it comes from a stingy hand. Cheese on soup never spoils. The peasant will sell the farm to eat cheese, bread and pears. Sausage without greasy bread is like a party without laurel, a house without a garden and lasagna without cheese. Fresh milk and old rennet make good cheese. Bread with holes and blind cheese. Bread with holes and cheese with no holes. Bread with eyes and cheese without eyes. Bread with eyes. And cheese without eyes, and wine that takes out the eyes. Bread and cheese are wise food. Bread and cheese and full wine. Salami near the ass, cheese near the crust, meat near the bone. The best stuff to eat If dinner is not enough for the wait, the cheese pays the price. Wine that jumps, bread that sings, cheese that cries. Dancing wine, singing bread and pinching cheese. Some things come to mind, like the class teacher who did her job sitting behind her desk knitting socks and scarves with evidently beautiful colors. In my opinion, however, out of place. She neglected the simple mathematics lessons. To my criticisms that the numbers were almost unknown to me and that the first group seemed like clouds. His belief was to raise the tone of voice as if to underline the evidence of a tonal understanding. Without ever entering the real subject. 1 + 1 = 2. Perhaps this event, surrounded by shouts to explain or various thinnings, opened the doors for me to see things differently. In the absence of audible words, I discover new sounds, new words softly audible. Damn. What an idiot this teacher is. I have a close bond with cooking. I like to rub with pots, to have something in my hand that feeds me. Sometimes planned, sometimes not. I let myself be inspired by products, legumes, aromatic herbs, fruit, tubers, starches and other things sound like a composition. A nutritious subject and pleasant to share with family members and guests.
Which interests us here, which in itself means nothing. Carries with it this imprecision, even this ambivalence, which should be noted before proceeding to the study of its classic meaning of tool in a high law. To examine its image and its use in Western music, or even, in certain cases, in non-European music.
So 21 auf Radio Nova aus Zürich. Zahlen und ihrer Stimmen dauert noch an heutzutage, ist es für sie alle möglich, eine bessere, bedingungslose Sicht auf die Welt zu haben. Wie fühlt sich diese Vision an, die im Laufe der Zeit so gut strukturiert und skizziert ist? Wir stehen am Anfang des Lebens und denken an einen romantischen Tag des Menschen und sind im Wortspiel so gut strukturiert, dass den Menschen die Vorteile einer guten körperlichen, geistigen und physiologischen Gesundheit zum Vorschein kommen. Ich frage mich, ob es sich dabei um wilde Kommunikation und Verständnis handelt. So wie man ein Stück Frischkäse dadurch unterhalten würde, dass man seine wohlgeformte